And here on KBRB, we're joined in studio by Ainsworth Community Schools Superintendent Dale Hafer. My clone was not available last night, and with basketball duties, wasn't able to make the rescheduled Board of Education meeting, so appreciate you coming in to fill us in.
Yeah, no problem. We certainly understand the ability to be in multiple places at once. We're going through that right now, too, as we, you know, put on activities and try to cover things, and that little round of winter storm warning, and didn't quite pan out like we thought, but it threw a monkey wrench into a few things. But yeah, that's okay. That's this time of year. We'll get through it.
Well, big thing I wanted to have you start with as we go through last night's board meeting would be a continued discussion on conference affiliation, just a case where participation numbers starting to decline for Ainsworth and continuing to play those bigger schools down on the interstate. I know you briefly touched on that topic during a work session, but interested to see what the board's thoughts were.
Sure. We continued discussion last night with that, and this is something, you know, I think most folks, especially parents that have kids in school, high school age kids, and you know, our staff, others, and even the Southwest Conference schools that we collaborate with, it's no mystery that we've been trying to make a change. You know, we've tried to get into the Niobrara Valley Conference. That hasn't worked out for us, and we still have you know, things in the works of trying to get something going in the area or be part of something. The moral of the story, we're headed to a spot where, you know, the board will likely decide that it's time to make the change and make some adjustments so that it's better for Ainsworth students, and we line up just better, more competitively and size wise. So we didn't make a formal decision last night. It wasn't on the agenda that way. We had taken some input from some parents and wanted to, you know, reach back out to them, et cetera. But, you know, I will tell you that, you know, the consensus with the board is they all get it. You know, and all of them had great input and thoughts. And there were some questions, you know, related to, you know, that we went through several pros and cons of whether it be staying in the conference or leaving the Southwest Conference. And you know, by the end of the discussion, everybody agreed that, you know, what's best for Ainsworth is to leave the conference. And so we're going to start working on that in terms of, you know, having some discussions with our colleagues from the Southwest Conference. Those superintendents, ADs, principals, they've been really good and patient with us. And so, you know, we need to work on some things to start the process. What everybody needs to understand is, you know, and I think most that have been around high school sports understand that, you know, changing schedules, yeah, just isn't a magical thing, especially, yeah, with basketball. It can be a challenge. That's going to take us a little bit of time. And so, you know, you might see next year as a transition year where we're out of quite a bit of things, but there might be a contract or two that we need to honor that as we finish up in the Southwest Conference. But that's where we're headed. And they'll make a final decision or formal decision in February. But, you know, everybody's pretty open and honest about it. And, you know, like a couple of the board members mentioned last night, they've had a lot of conversations with patrons. No one is adamantly for, no, we can't leave that conference. You need to stay in it. Everybody understands, you know, with, you know, it'd be great if our enrollment was 550 kids and climbing a little bit, but unfortunately we're closer to 350, and we're facing what a lot of rural schools are facing is, you know, a general trend that our enrollments and populations out here are dipping. And as that happens, we need to be prepared to, you know, how does that line up, you know, with the future, with collaborating with schools to provide not only athletics, but, you know, good fine arts opportunities and those sorts of things too.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, basketball schedules. A lot of times those ADs have those basketball schedules just kind of set in stone. But, you know, probably some opportunities to pick up some games with some teams a little closer and a little more along the same sizes.
Sure.
That, you know, you start thinking of being able to pick up games with a Neely Oakdale or an Anselmo Myrna or a Summerlin or, you know, things like that. Played Summerlin in the holiday tournament. But, you know, there's some opportunities, a couple of South Dakota schools and Burke and Gregory that probably be billing to. So it's just a case of trying to find dates that work for everybody when you put those puzzle pieces together.
You hit it right on the head, Greg. It's about the dates and the calendar, but there's opportunities there, and the goal is, you know, we hope to save some travel, obviously, you know, compared to, you know, some of the interstate travel we're doing, or even to McCook, those sorts of things. Those are long hauls. But, you know, where we're at, you know, we're no stranger to it. It takes us a couple hours or more to get someplace. But what'll be better, though, is we can align that with some appropriate, you know, D1, C2 competition or otherwise that just makes sense and form some new partnerships there. And so we're looking forward to that.
Well, reorganization meeting, new school board for 2024. As far as leadership goes, does the reign of Mr. Wilkins continue?
It sure does. Yeah, they no change with the officers. So yeah, Brad Wilkins is president, and Mark Johnson vice president, and Scott Eartham secretary treasurer, that's a good thing there, and you know, appreciate their longevity on the board and their leadership. And made a little adjustment to the board committees. Nothing too big there. Brian Doak is going to join the negotiations and personnel committee, and then we shifted Scott Eartham over to the finance committee. It's January is the reorganizational meeting, and basically it's on an annual basis. You appoint your committees, elect your officers. And then there was a number of things, you know, through the agenda, you know, whether it be, who's the recording secretaries for the board. We review the board member code of ethics, those sorts of things, just as a reminder. And then, you know, a number of things like establishing our meeting times and dates, and that stays the same. You know, we'll be.
Oh, we couldn't. Kathy couldn't get you lobbied to get away from those 8 o'clock meetings in the summer.
She tried, but you know, exactly. It'll stay 7 o'clock. During the winter months, then it'll shift to 8 o'clock. When the time changes, and then we did, you know, establish publication of legal notices, which that stays the same with the paper and you folks. I've said this before, but we're lucky here to have the newspaper like we do, and especially the radio. It is not hard for us to get our message out, and that makes that great. Corporate bank resolutions, you know, authorizations to the superintendent and treasurer, that basically so we can pay bills and receipt money. You would think that would just be a natural thing, but, you know, a board has to, you know, appoint someone like me to be able to have that authority. And then a little bit of policy review. We approved the school district audit. The school board members got a copy of the audit last meeting.
No news, good news there, other than your normal lack of segregation of duties for smaller districts that don't have a whole pile of people in the front office.
Yep, that's the exact thing there. But tip my hat to our co-business managers, Lacey and Deidre. Deidre especially really leading that process and bringing Lacey along as we have her as a new staff member in the district office. The audit went great and with very, very little issues. And then something that we've not new, but new, I guess, on how we're approaching it is the board has always had goals for me, as they do the evaluation on an annual basis. And that's been part of we use the School Board Association's evaluation instrument. it's a slick process where each board member gets input, obviously, and then it combines into, and I do a self-review too, and then that all lines up, and then we discuss compared to our strategic plan and school improvement goals, okay, where you know, what should be the focus? And of course there's lots that we focus on or need to do, but there's some, you know, just some of the big ticket items that we're, you know, working on. So if you're interested in those, they're on the website there with our school board stuff, and you know, look forward to and it's a continuation of that, implementing that strategic plan and doing the work that we're doing. And then probably the one of the bigger things we did last night is we addressed our administrator contracts for next year, and that'd be for our principals and our ADs. So for Steve Dyke, Ben Wright, and Luke Robleski, all three of them, you know, we really have a good administrative team right now, and appreciate the work those principals do. It's not always fun, you know, but overall we have a great situation, a great system. They feel very fortunate. They have great teachers to work with and good parents to collaborate with. You know, even in those times when there's those concerns, but that's part of life. That's with kids growing up. You're going to have bumps in the road, but I appreciate the work they do. And Luke's been a great addition, you know, to the staff with his experience as a principal, but then back in the AD spot, you know, he's doing a nice job there picking up where our AD's left off, and, you know, making a little change here and there, but at an appropriate pace. And so it's good, but long story short, those contracts were approved, and there's some, they were, you know, we did some raises for those folks, and basically it's pretty standard, you know, compared to our array of schools. It's typical that, you know, your administration, you know, the boards will do a similar increase that the teachers negotiated. And our increase was 2.56%. And so that's what that'll be for next year too. So,
well, anything from maybe your report that you wanted to touch on before we let you go?
Yeah, sure. A couple things here maybe. You know, I know it's people are always, you know, always have, you know, finance and budget on their mind, and our budget remains on track, you know, where, you know, we're at about 25% of our budget of what we spent so far this year. So that's on track comparably to years past. It's up a little bit because we're working on spending the rest of our ESSER dollars. Those funds need to be allocated before September of 24. So the deadline's coming, and we would rather, you know, get that done during this budget year than lag into the summer, and then by September 30 of 24, that's the next budget cycle. So then that just complicates things. But anyway, so we're working on, you know, doing some things there, and a lot of that has to do with the after school program, and then also will be the summer program. But we have a little bit of ESSER $3 left, you know, that we've been working on, you know, rounding out.
Those are federal dollars for those that aren't
yeah. I take for granted that we all know what that is and all those acronyms, but you're right, those were the federal dollars that came our way, you know, because of COVID. And it's elevated our budget numbers, but it has not increased our taxes, you know, because whenever we spend there, we get equal reimbursement back. And so it's a net zero.
And you've used those for things that would have otherwise required tax dollars, yep, to purchase curriculum and some different improvements.
So, yep. And if everybody remembers, part of the process was you needed to have public input on those dollars. And so not only listening to patrons and parents, but also, you know, obviously the board, you know, they're all along, it was, how can we use these to do the things that we need to do and move forward with our learning, and what we do for students. But, you know, we had planned to do things like whether it's purchase new reading curriculum or the computers or, you know, those sorts of things. All of that we would have done, but we've been able to, that's been able to help us, you know, keep things lower. It was definitely part of the ability to, as we receive money, you know, from the governor's new plan, you know, turning that per pupil aid straight into tax relief, where we were able to, you know, drop the tax request about $565,000. So, we've done it in a manner where, you know, we haven't completely replaced everything in the general fund budget, because if you do that, you're in trouble as soon as those funds are gone, because they're not coming back. You can't count on them. So, but that way we can maintain our level ask, or, you know, smaller or normal increases. So we'll see how that goes as we head into the future and what the finance plans look like. But other than that, you know, just a few other things, nothing too big. You know, we are headed to, myself and, four board members, Brad, Frank, Scott, and Brian, we're all headed to the NESB Legislative Issues Conference in a week or so here. And the legislature is getting cranked up now. There's going to be some interesting things that affect schools, but we'll see how those go. And I appreciate those guys wanting to be involved, and because, you know, it's, you always got to stay on top of the legislature, but, you know, there's a lot of things moving and shaking right now. So we want to be in the know there and know how it's going to affect Ainsworth, and then we'll be doing some reporting back on that as we know what's going on.
All right. Well, appreciate the update. Thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate your time for coming in to help fill me in, since I wasn't able to make those meetings. Don't like to miss any of those meetings. Had some basketball broadcasting last night. So thank you for keeping us up to date with what's going on.
Absolutely. No problem. We get it. So appreciate it.
Superintendent Dale Hafer joining us here as we recap Tuesday night's Ainsworth Community Schools Board of Education meeting.